The county council starts its open session at 2:30 at the Richens Services Building and will consider adopting a procurement code. County Manager Bob Jasper said he's bringing the item to council because of a change in state law.
We have a procurement code, and under our accounts, under our form of government, I did it as an executive order, of course, always subject to veto from the council, but they did not veto, and so we have a code. Well, then it turned out that last session the legislature changed the law and said the legislative body has to. One of the problems we often have is the legislature acts in broad brush strokes, and it doesn't – I mean, we have a different form of government than most other counties, and so if you were an elected mayor, you were fine, but in our case, so we have to bring something back to the council.
You said the procurement code cannot give any particular preference to local business.
There are concepts that where it's reasonable and where it's efficient to buy local, and we'll look at that. But I'm not real crazy about some complicated point system that gives it to local vendors. I think one of the things it does is it makes everybody not sharpen their pencil, because if there's a built-in preference for locals, then you often don't get non-locals to bid. I think I'd rather bid everything, and then we can eyeball it from there if need be.
For the future, Jasper said they might centralize the county's purchasing rather than have individual departments do it, because it will save money. Later on, the council will possibly approve a strategic plan for economic diversity in the Snyderville Basin and also discuss a task force for economic diversity, including the county and Park City. Their economic consultant, Allison Wire, has suggested several items. One is tying the promotion of recreation to businesses on the east side.
As an example, the Camas Valley does really well in terms of snowmobiles and cross-country skiers and backcountry skiers. We should be able to market our outdoor recreation in the winter, as an example, that would include that, because it's already doing very well. And there's a tie-in. There's no reason why folks couldn't go over and rent snowmobiles, have a great time, do some cross-country skiing, maybe cut a Christmas tree, and stay in on this side where there are more hotels or have dinner over here. In the summer, the Uintas are just packed. And so that would be a good complement to the Park City area where it's a little slower. And there's growing mountain bike issues going on the east side.
They will also discuss the challenges of transit. In particular, Jasper said they've taught it to Wasatch County and Heber, but any decisions about transportation lengths are a long way off.
We talked about a process that we can move forward. You know, the amount of growth occurring in Wasatch County is phenomenal, will be phenomenal, the number of approved lots. Much of our workforce lives in Wasatch County and the Camas area. So the county, I've recommended, and I think the council is in favor of going out and spending over $100,000 and really studying the two ways into Park City, those 248, 224. And that can't just be widening the highways. We've got to find what might work for us. Traffic's already backed up, and it will. We believe it'll get considerably worse.
On another item, they've talked to Boyer about options for the Tet Park at Kimball Junction.
We have an agreement. It's to be focused on high-tech, medical kind of tech. I think they're having a heck of a time finding employers to come in and do that. I think some flexibility is in order, but we don't want to increase traffic. We don't want to fill it up with low-paying jobs. We want high-paying jobs, and we want something that's visually attractive. So with those are the things that we want. I don't think that Boyer's any different than that. It's just how we get there. So we're in discussion, but we haven't reached any resolution.
The only agenda item on a specific development has been postponed. A public hearing was set for the Discovery Project, which is requesting variances for the approval it got about 2 years ago. That's been continued to a date in January. Jasper said the staff is asking developers for more information on the options.
We don't have to do those exemptions. The trade-off, I guess, is that, for example, they'll have to bridge or culvert a creek. It's a sensitive creek. Our rules limit the steepness of a road going in. if we might give a little bit on that steepness and maybe on the width, they can use less fill and have a more attractive road going in. So those are the trade-offs we're looking at.
Summit County Manager Bob Jasper. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.